And I ain't hear no drop in a minute. No, I'm about my business.
Rapper's Guide Podcast, episode 26. This is your host, Diggy Metro.
Bales Pagliacci.
And today we want to talk about your rainy days, or obviously a metaphor, but like the days that you just wake up and you feel like giving this shit up completely.
Fuck this shit. I don't want to do this no more.
It's not making me the money that I thought it would make me. It's not doing this. It's not doing that.
Nobody's listening.
And I'm here to tell you, every single person feels that way.
Yes.
It's not just you. You're not the single person on earth, or the only person on earth that feels like maybe this shit just isn't working. That shit happens to literally everyone. And I hate to drop this gem as early as right now, but a lot of people reach that point and give up. Your goal is to not be that person who reached that point and gave up, because if you make it past that point and keep on making it past those points, you will be successful.
Because I quit rap probably about 8-10 times, and then I always ended it right back up doing music again. And then guess what? That fucking 11th time, it's been fucking beautiful. It's finally connecting.
I also think sometimes people quit rapping because they want people around them to be like, no, don't do that. It's like an egotistical thing. Like, you're looking for like moral support from your friends. Like, no, come on, man. You're the best.
And then you find out they'd be like, okay.
Yeah, like, what are you going to do now? Cool, bro. Like, you're going to work a job or what's up?
What's going on that's next in life?
Rainy days. How do you deal with your rainy days in music, or how have you dealt with them in the past?
Honestly, sometimes I just got to weather the storm. I just really just got to go through it and try to get myself into a mental space where it's just like, you know what? I'm trying to make this more personal. I'm trying to make this about me more than it really is. And a lot of people are going through the same thing, because shit, I know where the level I'm at, there's people that's above me and they probably feel the same way, and then there's people that's probably above them and they all feel the same way. So for me, it's like when I sit there and I take the time to just take myself out of the equation, which once again, as artists, we have a hard time doing. Like, it's not personally you. Just back up and just look at things from the outside perspective. Like, there's this rapper Duke Deuce, and I always say it all the time, like,
what the fuck
his sound and how he does everything, I feel like he should be bigger than he really is. But I see him on Instagram most of the time kind of doing the same things I'm doing, just trying to get his name out there. And I'm sure he goes through those days as well, and he's in a better position than me, but he still continues to do what he needs to do. And it's just like, we're all on the same boat for the most part. We're not all going to be the top of the top rapper in the game. We're all not going to be the most liked. We're not going to be the most popular, but that's fine. Sometimes you just got to readjust how you're looking at things and just pull yourself back from the situation.
I sent you a tweet from Kate Renata the other day. The Kate Renata.
Yes.
Fucking huge producer, critically acclaimed. Everyone loves this guy. Everyone thinks that he's the GOAT. And he was talking about how he hates that certain people don't like his music. And he hates that, like, he doesn't get the credit he deserves. Yep. And he hates all this stuff. And he was really down that day, I guess, because he was tweeting nothing but sad stuff. And it just gave perspective that no matter the heights that you reach in this game, you're never going to not feel sad. It's just one of those things that comes along. But the thing is, you don't get to a point of success by giving into it.
Nope.
Like, it's just, that's not going to work in any facet of your life. I mean, you might wake up one day and go, I fucking hate my job, right? If you want to quit, quit. But who's to say that the next job doesn't suck just as bad or worse?
Yep.
It's just one of those things where, like, sometimes you just have to, like Bale said, weather the storm and realize that, like, you're not the only person that's going through these problems. There's going to be other people who are going through similar issues, who have the same feelings as you. And realistically, you just have to find a way to kind of get through it. I used to say all the time, I feel like I started to recognize that my life in music has roadblocks,
mm-hmm.
right? And sometimes you got to see a roadblock and you have to just smash through it.
Yep.
I'll give an example, and this is going to sound kind of fucking crazy and like university, but I'm going to tell you my actual experience, right? I used to perform a lot. First performance, second performance, it rains both days, mm-hmm. right? Third performance, it rains that day. The fourth time I perform, because they weren't all in the same week, mm-hmm. it's like these stretched out 2 month periods between, it rains every single time. One time it's fucking a blizzard. I have mm-hmm. to perform in Brooklyn. I drive there and perform, meet cool connections. Next time, another blizzard. Next time, rainstorm. Next time, rainstorm. And I started to see a trend where I literally talked to my closest homies and I'm like, yo, you notice that it always fucking rains on the day of my shows. And I'm like, watch, I booked the show for 2 weeks from now. It's going to downpour that day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, nah. That day comes, downpour.
Raining.
And I started to look at it as, okay, one of two things is happening universally. They're either telling me, yo, you suck it up. You got to get through this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get through this, you're going to get to the point that you want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's something universally telling me, yo, just stop doing that part of it.
Yep.
You're not meant to do this. Like, that's not for you. Like, you're doing the wrong thing. So how you perceive that is on you. But how I perceived it at first was that it was these roadblocks. How I perceived it after, because I started to think about my life as a performing artist, right? Mm-hmm. And I started to realize, I fucking hate performing. I started to realize that, like, that's one of the things that, because I would always get so drunk to go on stage because, like, the nerves just took over. And I'm not saying be a bitch and if something gets hard or you get nervous about something, give up on it.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is there was an actual feeling that I did not enjoy this.
Yeah.
And I would have to force myself to do it. Now, you put me in a studio environment and you tell me to write a song in front of you, spit the verse in front of you, do all these things, and I'm the most comfortable person in the world.
No alcohol needed.
But when it comes to being on a stage and looking people in their eyes and performing in front of people, I just don't enjoy it. And the beauty of right now is that you don't have to.
Nope.
So I started to realize what I like in this game and what I could benefit from in this game. And I'm not going to say there's no benefit to performing. Obviously, it's nice to keep the pen sharp. But when I do perform, because I'll throw a show and someone will have a song with me and mm-hmm. I'll jump on and spit my verse real quick and then hop off. When I do that, I feel better in that situation.
It suits you more.
Then I feel, because I'm the assist guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always going to be the assist guy. I'm not MJ, I'm John Stockton.
I was thinking that the whole time. I was saying Stockton. But I was like, I really didn't know what position he placed. I was like,
yeah, no, I'm John Stockton. Yeah. I'm the assist guy. I see this person here who makes this style of music, and I see this artist here who makes the same style of music, and I say, yo, you guys should work together.
Mm-hmm.
I see a producer who makes this sound of beat. I see this rapper who makes the same style of rap. Yo, I'm going to link you guys. I'm always looking to put people in the positions that they're supposed to be in. And for that, I think that my lifestyle benefits more being the assist guy and helping people out. This whole show is literally us assisting.
Yes. It's always just like trying to dish off and like, yo, here you go with this information. Now, what you going to do with it? You going to score or you going to just sit there with the ball?
I think that what a lot of artists who watch this show don't understand is that I would love nothing more than for you to make it.
We both would love nothing more for you than like, for you to make it.
You guys sometimes argue the points that we're making, and we get it. Like, this is a game where there's a lot of opinions and a lot of perspectives, yes. And that's perfectly fine. I'm not saying don't argue with us. We're not God, right? But what I don't think you're understanding is that the whole basis of this show is us trying to guide you and help you with making it through the music industry.
Because
so to have a negative approach to that mindset is a wild thing to me.
Because every day, like, anytime we film an episode, I'm coming on here trying to encourage or trying to push forward because I know what those hard days are because, shit, I'm still building a career as we speak right now, like, in this moment. And I still go through the ups and downs. And that was one of the things that we wanted to talk about is because we don't really understand or we don't comprehend fully all the time that it's not as serious as you may be making it seem. Because it's usually something that could be very simple for you to figure out within your career and it's going to transcend you to the next point in your career, your artistry. It could be us just telling you about marketing. It could also be us just telling you, yo, let me go add more songs to my catalog. And as you start realizing the things that you are missing and you start filling those things in, you start having less of those cloudy days. They're still going to come. We're still human. We're still going to feel like we're not wanted as an artist. We're going to still feel like we're undervalued. We're going to still feel like the listeners aren't the listeners that, you know, we truly want or what we feel that we should have. But you got to, like you said, you're going to just power through the shit or you're just going to sit there and just say, oh, there's a brick wall in my way. I'm just going to just sit here. And sometimes when you get caught up in that artist mind or you get caught up in that mindset, you may sit there. But it's all about getting past it. You gotta push past it.
Bales, a couple weeks ago, being the guy who's on the show, being the artist who is getting streams and stuff, had a moment where he was like, yo, I'm falling into this like artist funk where like, I just want to be an artist and I don't want to do a lot of this stuff. And I had to remind him, you didn't get to the point that you got to by doing that. You got to the point you got to by understanding that this shit works a certain way and you got to just do the job, right? I want a lot of people out there who do have those down days to understand that when you're an artist who doesn't have a fan base or doesn't get plays, it does not mean you suck. It doesn't mean your music is bad.
Yes.
It means that you have not found the audience for your music. Mm-hmm. And if you have not found the audience for your music, and you're not avidly trying to either, like part of the blame is you, because you're not actually using advertisement. You're not doing a lot of the things that would find you your audience, right? But to sit there and be like, yeah, I must suck because no one likes me, rather than be like, yo, I have not found the people that would like me yet. That's just the wrong mindset. So I want everyone who watches this episode to understand that those people are all out there. Look, I've had podcasts where it's just me and three or two of my homies, and we're just talking about life, right? And we've gotten fans talking about our lives. We're three nobodies from New Jersey, right? And me and Bales are two nobodies from New Jersey. And all we are doing is we're researching the music industry and we're trying to regurgitate the facts and make sure that artists at home have a way of kind of breaking into this industry and knowing how to function while they're here, right? So don't get discouraged and think that because you don't have listeners or because no one's fucking with you, that like you're bad. And I'm not saying every person out there is good. Some mm-hmm. people just aren't meant for certain shit.
Some
and
people
that's fine.
Meant for music.
Like maybe you just don't have the ear for it. I know people personally that they think that they're producers, or they think they're rappers, or they think they're singers. And if I was being real with them and being honest, and I'm not saying it can never happen, but right now, it's not it for them.
Because sometimes a lot of people don't want to put the extra work in. And like how you mentioned before, like not knowing that there's an audience out there or fans, that was one of the biggest reasons I continued to quit rap. Like that was my missing piece in my music or my artistry was, number one, finding my sound, which we talked about the previous episode. And then number two, marketing that sound and getting it out there to people. And honestly, I'll be honest with you guys, that's really the main problem you have. And I think you guys see this information a lot on social media or through like other forms of media. And you just completely negate it as if it's not something that's true because you feel like it has to be another external force. But really, it's mostly that you're not putting yourself out there. You'll spend a lot of money on things that aren't necessary to build this image or whatever the case may be. And I used it. But you'll try to spend all this time trying to build an image. And instead of building that image, you just need to be able to project yourself or your music to the audience out there. And then once you're able to find them, that's when you're able to really feel like, yo, I'm actually doing something. At this point, if I quit rap, I'm insane. If I quit trying to make music, I'm insane. Because guess what? I have fans. This is what I've been asking for this entire time. I've been asking to have fans, people that's looking forward to my music. And that's all I need to fuel me through the day.
To everyone out there who watches this show and we talk about marketing and they go, that's not right. This person did it like this and this person did it like that. I want you to understand you are simply wrong. Like 90% marketing, 10% artistry and music.
Yes.
You are simply wrong. Like you could disagree and that's perfectly fine. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. But if you're acting like marketing is not the biggest thing in music, you're simply wrong. It's just not true. And to everyone who has the mentality of you don't actually have to spend money, you could do everything for free, you are simply wrong. And I'm not saying this to anger people watching. Why I'm saying this is because if you're reading those comments and you're agreeing with them, just know you're agreeing with the wrong person. Like, once you figure out that this shit has everything to do with marketing and has everything to do with the business side, and you'll actually grow your artistry and grow your fan base once you do that, you stop having those rainy days because you understand that, like, that's not what this is about. This is actually a marketing thing.
It's my reach. It's literally
it's
reach.
It's just reach. And you could, you know, I see a lot of people online saying shit like, you know, music doesn't have the feeling anymore because everyone's too focused on gaining streams and gaining followers. And it's not, yo, listen, that's 2021. Sorry. Like, if you want it to be 1980, you're fucked, man. Like, there's no time machine that you could go back and make music at a different time. Unfortunately, this is 2021 where those are the things that matter. And the people who make it are not people who complain about what matters. They're the people who actually go and do what matters.
And the problem with the mindset of saying that people aren't, you know, looking for that type of music, or they're not looking for the conscious music or anything like that, it's a flaw in thinking, just because what you see in the mainstream is what you believe that everybody else is looking for and what everybody is geared towards or what everybody is looking for. And that's sometimes how a lot of artists get into the trap. Like, I have to make this music specifically because that's what's in the end, or that's what's now. But you do not see the millions of other people who don't listen to that music, who are not in the mainstream, or who are not considered like the popular listeners. They're looking for you. You just have to find it, be able to reach them. And once again, the hardest thing for us as artists is not having anybody listening. It's not feeling like you're being supported. And once again, there's people out there waiting to throw money at you. There's people waiting to support you. There's people waiting for that new song. You just got to reach them. And if you're not reaching them, those rainy days are going to keep coming and coming and coming. And once again, even when you have those people, which we did an episode early on about being grateful, it's so easy to get sidetracked. And once you get stuck in your artist mind, to not be grateful for what you have and just want to try to figure out why I don't have this, why I don't have this. And then that's what just kind of brings in that negative mindset. I've been a big advocate for meditation, and meditation is what usually gets me through those days. It's like, let me just stop, breathe, take myself out of the situation, stop thinking about it too much. Because once you start ruminating and you think about things over and over, you have a tendency to just stay in that slump and not want to move. We all know depression is debilitating. The same thing works with artistry. I can't be sad if my music is all about being uplifting. I can't, you know, when I work through the problems, I put that inside of my music and that creates a better song. We have to go through those things on a constant basis, but it's always about pushing forward and pushing through those things. You just can't stay stagnant in your mind.
Also, realize what you're doing is therapy in itself.
Yes.
This music shit is therapeutic. Maybe not if you're making the mainstream, I'm chasing a hit shit, but then your approach might be off. Like, a lot of the stuff that you're going through that you don't want to speak on, you could speak on through the music. And there's people going through the same shit, and they'll gravitate toward you because they're going through the same shit. And we talk about that endlessly on this podcast.
Yep.
We literally have brought that up probably 50 times, that there are people who are looking for exactly what you're talking about because they're going through the same exact thing. So when you're sitting there and you're sad, and you think, no one wants to listen to me, just think about the one person out there that does want to listen to you. You know, like, we are aware of, because we've had fans, and fuck fans, we've had supporters, right? For our music, for our podcast, we've had supporters who, they're always liking the shit, and they're always supporting the shit, and they're always posting the shit, and they're doing what they do as a supporter because they really believe in the brand. And they really believe in what we're doing, yeah. Right? Now, we might have 5 of those. We might have 10 of those. But if we get to 50 of those, we get to 100 of those, we get to 1,000 of those, now you're really talking about you built something.
Yes.
Right? So forget the whole mentality that you have to have 1 million streams and you have to have 1 million fans out there and everyone has to fucking love you, because it's unrealistic. You are looking for the people that support you, whether it's a good record or a okay record. And bad records will never, a bad record's a bad record. And they happen to everyone. But the people who support you through everything, every time you drop, they're waiting for it, right? If you have 10 of those, be grateful. Like, they're a fan of you as a person. That shit does not happen often. You know what I mean?
And to add to that, those 10 people are what's normally going to carry you into 20 people. And those 20 people are going to carry you into 100 people. Like you said, it's all about making those connections with those people. And they're going to be the ones that carry you as well. So if you do have the reach and you do have the marketability and you're getting some streams, now you start to realize, I have like a little army on my side, that sometimes those days where you feel like, those days where I'm sitting and I'm thinking my music isn't reaching far enough, I'm not entirely sure what those 700 fans that I may have out there are actually doing on a daily basis. they're probably promoting my music more than I probably could physically see myself. But since I can't physically see it, I'm probably just looking at it as like, it's not really going to happen. But if I take a step back, those people, once we talked about this before, they have family, they have friends that they may reach out to that's all over the world or maybe within the United States. Because that's one of the things I always struggle on still mentally sometimes. My music isn't as popular as the United States. But then I had to take a step back and realize the people that's across the world that listen to my music, they love me for a reason. And they're going to what's going to propel my music to other places. And it's going to eventually end up in the United States. So it's all about just having that perspective to get through those down days. You may not be able to physically see it right then and there, but there's always things happening behind the scenes that you probably physically can't see.
I go into music with the mentality of, all right, I have this big catalog of 80 records, right? And my expectation is not for people to like every single one of those 80 records.
Mm-hmm.
My expectation is that if you sit there as a consumer and you listen to my whole discography, I want you to find one record that you love.
I
don't care if you like 80. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make you find one record that you absolutely adore. And once you find that record and you become a follower based on that one record, I'm happy with that. I don't need you to like every song. Now, typically, when someone likes one record and you have a sound, they're going to like other records.
All the other records.
But yeah. I'm not focused on making you like 80 records. I want you to like one record.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you focus on making people like one record, you start off small, it grows into a bigger thing. When you focus on building one fan, because I've had people from all over the country, all over the world reach out to me, yo, I'm fucking with you from this place.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I'm fucking with you from that place. That feels way better than getting 1,000 streams.
Definitely does.
And having no one reach out.
It's the engagement. The engagement is what's most important. It's just seeing it physically. And like a lot of times, I feel like an artist may say, or they may not value it enough. And that also just starts bringing in more of those rainy days. Anytime that I feel like I've been being down, we spoke about the universe earlier with the shows when it's raining. I'll be having those down days. And then guess what? I look at my mentions on Instagram. Somebody just reposted my song or somebody just reached out to me on Facebook. I love your music. Keep doing your thing. Keep pushing. I'm a fan. I'm going to keep listening. And then that just takes me out my, like, that mindset. It takes me out of it. Like, yo, what am I doing? Like,
100% agree with you.
The love's
there.
Running
the studio, I've had weeks where they were so bad that not a single, the driest weeks ever, mm-hmm. right? And you start sitting there and you go, what the fuck am I doing? Am I doing the wrong shit? And then the next week, you're booked every single day and you have three sessions on Wednesday and you have this and it's like, yo, it's a mentality thing.
Yes.
Like, yo, those dry times are gonna come and they're gonna leave. You know what I mean? And you have to find a way to make it through those dry times. And if you can make it through them dry times, you're gonna grow. I saw Joe Budden a long time ago on one of his episodes said, like, and I might have even talked about this on here, even recently. But he said, creators, like, if you can make it, he's like, there's going to be like a 9 month to like 2 year stretch where it's just hard. But if you could make it through those, you're going to, the outside of that is great, right? And I really, truly believe in that. I feel like as a creator, yeah, it's difficult sometimes. And there's going to be times where you go, what the fuck am I doing? Am I doing the wrong shit? But like, it's all about how much you believe in yourself. And it sounds fucking corny and it sounds cliche, but it's about how much you believe in yourself. It's about how much you're willing to endure for what you are passionate about. It's about how strong are you? You know what I mean? Like, are you able to get through that? Because, yeah, I'm gonna be honest with people. This is the music industry, and this shit is not built for the mentally weak.
It is not. You got to be strong. You got to be able to push through all the fucking time.
You're
going to
hear that you suck all the time. You're going to, like, yo, there are people making millions of dollars, and there is a person online telling them that they suck. There are people who are sitting there watching Drake be a fucking very high millionaire and going, Drake fucking sucks.
If you broke climbing the millionaire, the joke is on you, J. Cole.
It's just, that's just the realest thing that you're going to understand. Like, you're never going to not have people who hate your music. It's just real. There's always going to be someone out there who dislikes your music. And if you like Lil Pump, I don't expect you to like my music.
Nope.
I would actually be weirded out if you like my music. It wouldn't make much sense to me mentality-wise.
Like, hold on. Where's the connection here?
Right.
And what the fuck is going on?
Right. So I don't expect that person to like my music. So when it comes to marketing and it comes to reaching an audience, I'm not reaching that person. I'm not looking for that person because they like what they like. And you don't have to get them on your side. That doesn't mean, and this is a mistake I used to make all the time. And this goes back to our last episode. I used to go, okay, Lil Pump has a big fan base. Let me make a Lil Pump type record.
Let me go grab some of his fans.
Wrong shit. Because guess what? They don't believe you.
And then on top of that shit, his fans wasn't really his fans. Because guess what? You hear about Lil Pump as much as he used to? No.
No, it's a fad. But even if there is a huge Lil Pump fan out there, they don't believe that you're that person because he's that person. Just because you tried to, like, that's one thing that will always ring true in hip hop is that when you're reaching for a sound, everyone that likes that sound could tell.
Yep.
They could tell that you're not the drug dealer rapper. They could tell that you're not this, you're not that, because the lingo's off. Everything's off about it. The way you're saying certain things are off. So they know that that's not you. And the problem with that is that once you lose that credibility, you'll never gain it back.
Nope.
Like, you'd have to do some really dumb shit to go and gain that credibility back.
And that was kind of like the uncomfortable situations that I had to put myself in early on in my career, which made me kind of want to quit as well. It's like, yo, I was rapping about the gangster shit. I was rapping about the drugs. I was rapping about the tough guy shit.
So let me go do that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it was just like, you know what? I think people are starting to notice. And for the most part, it's probably the reason why people didn't like my music, because it wasn't really as believable, or you, even within the tone of my voice, it wasn't believable. The lingo wasn't there. But once I started talking about stuff that's more internally for me and what's going around on in my environment and like more inside of what goes on in my brain, now the music translates so much better. It actually fits. It fits me. Now it's just like, oh, he's not on here capping. He's talking about what's really going on in his mind. He's talking about being himself. It's about being true to what you believe in, being true to your ideologies, and just having those things get fleshed out in the song. And once we said that before, that's kind of therapeutic for me. And that's what makes me get through those days. Even those days when I'm being sad and I'm having those hard times, I'll go create a song. I even, my song War, I said in the chorus, I know a lot of people in the world who got less than me and still find a way to live happily. I'm not stressing no more. This is my own war.
I think about that all the time. I think about people whose parents were custodians and somehow managed to raise kids and somehow managed to put those kids through college. And I think about people who had shit jobs, or not necessarily shit jobs, but they just didn't have great financial success. And they still managed to live, and they still managed to have happy times and go on vacations with their family and all that shit. And when you start looking from that standpoint and you start to put yourself in other people's shoes and you start to comprehend that, like, it doesn't, yo, not everyone's going to be a millionaire. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to live a horrible life.
Nope.
You know, to think that everyone becomes a millionaire at some point is just bad thinking, because you could look around you and see that's not true.
Definitely not true.
But you find a way to manage. You know, like, I always say within music, I always wanted to have a career within music. And shifting to engineering was my way of staying within this fucking business.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Doing a Rapper's Guide podcast as a musician, you know, I don't feel any type of way that, like, oh, now I'm a talking head about the topic.
I don't give two fucks.
Like, I feel like, I know what I felt like at 18. I know what I felt like at 16. I know what I felt like at 22, right? And if I had a show that would come on and tell you that what you're feeling is perfectly normal, I probably wouldn't have made certain decisions. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't have made certain mistakes. And I probably would have been happier. But because that show didn't exist, you know, it was difficult to kind of get through that at that time. And a lot of people are looking for mentors and they're looking for help, you know? But the sad truth is they don't, it really exists like that.
It does not really exist.
You know what I'm saying? Like, most people make it through this shit on their own. If you're lucky, you find someone who, and that's why one of my favorite things that I did getting to, I think, 22 or 23, I went and I started accepting the young people from my area that were coming up and rapping. And I started bringing them to my apartment and recording them. And I started putting them on records. And I started rapping on records with them. I embraced the youth because to me, it was like, no one did this fucking shit for me. Like, I'll never be the person who goes, well, how we came up was like this. Mm-hmm. So you got to just figure it out.
You got to thug it out and be tough too.
Nah, bro. Like, I'm always going to help out the people that I can help out. I'm always going to reach back to the youth, because I think that if someone would have just even said something to me when I was younger, it would have benefited me a lot.
Especially if it was positive.
And that's why I take a step back, even negative. Like, if you're doing something wrong and someone points it out, yo, man, that's not how you do this.
This is how you do it. It's not like a negative, but it's definitely positive.
Like constructive. Yeah, it's constructive. Exactly. Constructive. Right? Okay. I do that all the time where I see someone making a mistake and I tell them, and when they push back, all I have to say is, bro, like, check this out. I've done this for fucking 15 years, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, and I still haven't made it. So, like, you want to keep on making the mistakes that I'm telling you I made? Sure.
I'm talk you in the me, future.
Right. Talk to me in 15 years and let me know how it feels. Because trust me, I did the same exact shit and the shit did not work out. So, like, I'm trying to stop you from doing the same thing right now because it's going to benefit your future. You're going to have a quicker entrance to this game than I had, because I had to work my ass off making all the mistakes and learning from them, where you don't have to do that. I'm going to just tell you what the mistake is, stop you right there, and allow you to proceed the correct way.
And nothing feels better than when you see the younger artists, when they are reaching out and they are like saying, yo, like, I never thought of it like this, or you just gave me some gems, or you're giving me the tools that I need to actually do things in a different way and just do things in a different light. And once again, not everybody's going to take that advice. Everybody's going to be stuck in their head. And we say this a lot, ego is going to be your worst enemy being an artist. Like, you just have to set that aside sometimes and realize there's people that's more knowledgeable than you. And there's people who actually want to see you do the right things or get to the next point. But at the end of the day, no matter what somebody tells you, no matter what advice somebody tries to give you, if you're not going to sit there and ingest it or take it in for yourself, it's never going to work. And then you're going to still be sitting around wondering, why aren't these things working for me? And you're going to be sitting around having those sad, depressed days as an artist. And then you're going to eventually turn to that point. Either you 15 years still trying to figure this shit out, trying to figure out what's wrong, or you're just going to just hang it up and just like, you know what? I'm never going to try this shit again.
You know what you're also going to look back on? Because I've looked back on this a million times. You're going to look back on 5 years in advance. You're going to look back on the advice that you were given 5 years prior, and you're going to go, fuck, man, if I used that advice, I probably would have gone somewhere.
Hindsight is 20/20.
You know what I mean? And that happens a lot with artists. They look back and they go, yo, my bad. And one thing I want you guys to comprehend, because like what Bill said, I don't want it to be taken as like we enjoy when people reach out and tell us we're right. Like that's not such a big thing. It's more we enjoy when people reach out and admit that they're not aware. So they're going to try to utilize certain things. It might not work for everyone, but like what we're interested in is like giving you guys some type of knowledge that you could then go and test out for yourself. And if you're unwilling to test stuff out, you have to ask yourself why, because if nothing else is working, then what would it hurt to try out some things that two people are saying who are reading every book there is to know on music business?
Exactly.
What would it hurt to just test out their theories? If it doesn't work, cool. Come back and tell us that we suck and we don't know shit.
That's perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine if it doesn't work, right? But if it does work, just, you know, just know that we were there for you. We're trying
and
to
we're
benefit.
We're still going
to
be there. As long as you go on your career, we're going to be there for you.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's it. You good?
Yeah, man. Don't let those days get to you. You guys got to power through them. Because once again, we as human beings going to go through them. And as artists, we're going to go through them on a daily basis. Sometimes a weekly basis. Sometimes I feel like you're not going to get out of it. But just get your pen and pad or your phone, whatever. Just write some things down and go from there. Just be able to take all those sad times, those bad times, and use that for inspiration to go into the next song.
And keep your head right.
Oh, shit. That was a great fucking segue. God damn, I suck.
All right, guys. Rappers Got Podcast for signing out. This is Diggy Metro.
Bales Pagliacci.
Peace out, guys.